Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Deputy Premier John Barilaro says the opposition have been saying the government has shortchanged the Muswellbrook community on the Muswellbrook Hospital redevelopment, but that's not the case. He said outside the hospital today they've delivered what they said they would for the first two stages of the hospital, and now there's $45 million more for the third stage. John Barilaro says the money picks up where stage two left off.
This will include new paediatric suites, so two new operating rooms, essential sterilising service staff zones, an additional eight overnight rooms for nurses. Again, in regional rural New South Wales, attracting staff to the regions is just as important as the infrastructure that's been put in place, and of course, making good of some of the other general areas.
Meantime, it's been a big project focus in the Upper Hunter by-election and previous state elections, and finally now there's funding for the Singleton Police Station. The Deputy this morning announced $12 million for the new fit-for-purpose station to replace the heritage-listed 1867 one that's home to around 50 staff. Minister for Police and Emergency Services David Elliott was also there for the announcement this morning and says it'll be up to police on how they upgrade the station, but it will be undergoing some considerable changes.
As a heritage building, we've got to make sure that we maintain the heritage of the building, but you'll also note that the size of the command here has grown to the extent that it's going to need, it will need an expansion of floor space. We'll also use the opportunity to improve and modernise the amenities made available to the police. And of course, it's a bit of a rabbit warren that's not really fit for purpose, which is obviously going to we'll make sure we modernise that.
Meantime, pre-polling for the Upper Hunter by-election started today. There's six places where you can go. In Muswellbrook at the Brook Street Plaza, at the Dungog Council Chambers, at the Council Chambers in Quirindi, at Gloucester at their Council Chambers, in Sydney at the New South Wales Electoral Commission, in Singleton on John Street in the old car dealership site, and in Scone at the Council Chambers. There's a full list of places, times and accessibility to them at our website. And meantime, news on an election you probably haven't even thought of yet. Barnaby Joyce has been selected by the Nationals to run again in the federal election for the seat of New England. He had only one challenger in the pre-selection vote, Tenterfield Army Officer Alex Rubin, who conceded the challenge by 100 votes. Barnaby Joyce will be contesting his fifth lower house election for the seat that stretches to the Queensland border into Scone, Aberdeen and Merriwar in the Upper Hunter. Round two of Bangalla Hunter Valley Group 21 Rugby League was over the weekend and saw some more great local footy. In the first grade, Singleton defeated Scone 23-12 and Aberdeen defeated Denman 24-10 while Muswellbrook had a bye. In the reserve grade, Singleton defeated Scone, Aberdeen beat Denman, Merriwar won against Muswellbrook 38-18 and Greater Brankston had a win against Murrurundi. Scone defeated Singleton in the under-18s 24-16 and Scone, Aberdeen and Murrurundi won their Monarch Blues tag games. I'm Jessica Rouse, and that's your latest local news and sport.